Second pack of Achara, seventh Mishnah. Shtei Rechele Shalai Bichu, Yodosh Nizchorim. Two sheep that did not yet have offspring, and now each one gave birth to one Zacha. Noisin Shneim Akoin. If they both belong to the same person, or even they belong to two people, it gives each one to a coin. Zacha Nekeva. If one was a female, and so a Zacha Lekoin, obviously, the male goes to the coin. The other one's nothing. Shnei Zchom and a Keva. Now we, and one of the animals, we're not sure if the female came out first or the male came out first. So Echad Loi, Echad Lekoin. We have two issues. We have a monetary issue, and the second one, whether we have a suffix of the second male is a Bechor or not, and therefore, he's not Mechuv to give it to the Koin. But since it's a Iser, Cheshbon, so I figure you have to be Machmer, so he keeps it for himself and he has to wait till it gets in a mum, and then after it gets in a mum, he can eat it. What Tafan says, we're talking about a case where we're not sure which male offspring is the Bechor. So we saw in the previous Mishnah, if Tafan says that the Koin picks the better one, because we could assume that the better one came out first. It was a Bechor. I've got one which is a Bechor and one which is not a Bechor. The one that looks better we assume that he's a Bechor. He said they split it between them, it's a Selfik. Vasheni, the second one, Yachi is Toiv. You wait till it gets a mum, and once it gets a mum, then the owner can eat it. Chayv Matonis, according to the Tanakama, since it was not given over to the Kohen, when he shechs it, he has to give this royal lechoyayim v'keva, those parts of meat, to the Kohen. Rabbi Yossi Potter, because he says there's something, was a potential suffix b'chor, you are Potter from giving the matanas to a Kohen. Meis echad mehem, if one of them died, reptafanomi echloiku, like we saw previously. Since the suffix, if the Bechor is alive or not Bechor is alive, they split it. He holds mom and a mutl of suffix choilkim. Kivoime, ames reveol of harayo. Until the Kohen proves that he has a Bechor, he doesn't get anything. Shnei nekevis v'zocha. If they gave birth to two nekevis v'zocha, or shnei zokam shnei nekevis, or the two males and two females. In which case, there's a suffix. Maybe both of them, both of these animals, gave birth to nekevis first, and there's no bechor. Ein kam lekoyin klum. The kohen does not get anything. Because it's a suffix, if he deserves.